get ready for some major shakeups in the entertainment scene. 50 Cent, the iconic rapper known for his gangsta rap, has ventured into the world of film and television. Despite his immense success in music and business from the early 2000s, he's added TV producing to his list of accomplishments. More recently, he set his sights on studio development, with his G-Unit Studios in Shreveport, Louisiana, aiming to rival established giants like the Tyler Perry Studios. So, how did this shift from rapping to filmmaking come about, and what major moves has he made that has led to the development of his studio set? Welcome to Business Pitfalls and Profits, where we unravel the captivating world of successful corporations and explore the highs and lows of partnerships, acquisitions, and celebrity endorsements in the business realm. Subscribe now to the channel and hit that notification bell so that you'll never miss an episode, and engage with me in the comments. I want to hear your thoughts, insights, and even your suggestions for future episodes. Enjoy the episode. Curtis James Jackson III, better known as 50 Cent, was born on July 6, 1975, in Queens, New York. Raised by a single mother who worked as a drug dealer to make ends meet, his childhood was far from easy. Tragedy struck early when his mother died in a fire when he was just 8 years old. Left without parents, he was raised by his grandparents, but life didn't get any easier. Despite once aspiring to be a boxer, Jackson turned to selling drugs at the young age of 12. At the age of 19, he found himself staring down a lengthy prison sentence, facing 3 to 9 years behind bars. Luckily, he was given the option to serve 6 months in a boot camp, and he used the opportunity to earn his GED certificate. It was during this turbulent time that his interest in rapping blossomed, and he adopted the moniker 50 Cent. Starting off his rap journey in a friend's basement, 50 Cent's big break came when he crossed paths with Jam Master Jay from the iconic Run DMC crew. This introduction opened doors, leading to a deal with the platinum-selling producers Trackmasters, who signed him to Columbia Records. In a whirlwind, he churned out an impressive 36 songs in just 2 weeks, gearing up for his debut album in 2000. However, just as his career was taking off, tragedy struck again. On May 24, 2000, 50 Cent fell victim to a brutal shooting, sustaining 9 gunshot wounds across his hand, arm, hip, legs, chest, and cheek. Miraculously, after 5 months of recovery, he bounced back stronger than ever. Returning to the music scene, he teamed up with friends Lloyd Banks and Tony Yayo to form G-Unit, releasing low-budget recordings as they carved their path in the industry. As 50 Cent's reputation grew, he dropped the mixtape Guess Who's Back in 2002, a move that caught the attention of heavyweights Eminem and Dr. Dre. This pivotal moment led to a joint signing with their labels Shady Records and Aftermath Entertainment, inking a $1 million record deal. His debut album, Get Rich or Die Tryin', released in 2003, became an instant sensation. Produced by Eminem and Dre, it skyrocketed to the top of the Billboard charts, moving nearly 1 million copies in its first 4 days alone. The album's massive commercial success continued, eventually hitting the 9 million mark in units sold. In the Club, the lead single from the album made waves of its own, breaking a Billboard record in March 2003 as the most listened to song in radio history within a week. After his remarkable ascent, Interscope Records stepped in to support and distribute 50 Cent's own label, G-Unit Records. He continued his musical journey with the release of The Massacre in March 2005, another major hit. The album sold 1.14 million copies in its first 4 days and dominated the number one spot on the Billboard charts for an impressive 6 weeks. Over the years, 50 dropped several more albums, each maintaining his streak of success. In 2014, Animal Ambition debuted at number 4 on the US Billboard 200, marking his 5th consecutive top 5 album in the country and hitting number 1 on Billboard's Independent Albums chart. With over 30 million units sold across his studio albums and a mantle adorned with numerous awards, including a Grammy, a Primetime Emmy, 13 Billboard Music Awards, 6 World Music Awards, 3 American Music Awards, and 4 BET Awards, 50 has cemented his status as a major player in the music biz. At the height of his career, his net worth soared to an astonishing $500 million in 2010. However, he didn't confine himself to music alone and opted to explore other opportunities. As 50 Cent explored new ventures, he hit a rough patch, finding himself squandering a significant portion of his wealth and nearly losing everything in legal battles. It began in 2010 when he partnered with Sleek Audio to enter the headphone industry, eventually branching out to establish his own company, SMS Audio. However, a costly mistake ensued when 50 Cent's lawyers wrongly assured him that he could produce and release SMS headphones without infringing on Sleek's intellectual property. This blunder resulted in a hefty $17.5 million in damages owed to Sleek Audio in 2014. Adding to his troubles, 50 Cent faced a lawsuit from Lastonia Leviston, the former girlfriend of rapper Rick Ross, for releasing a SEX tape without her consent. With legal fees piling up and debts climbing to $36 million, 50 Cent claimed his assets had dwindled to $20 million, leading him to file for bankruptcy in 2015. Although ordered by the bankruptcy court to pay his creditors $23 million over 5 years in 2016, the financial strain took a toll. However, he's managed to stage a remarkable comeback, with his net worth now standing at $40 million. Since then, 50 Cent has made significant strides in various industries. His headphone line, SMS Audio, quickly rose to the top in the premium headphone market. While specific sales figures remained undisclosed, he boasted that projected first quarter sales were achieved within just 2 days of launch. His appearance on QVC, the television shopping channel, was another triumph, resulting in over $175,000 in headphone sales in only 9 minutes. 50 attracted high-profile investors like Timbaland and NBA star Carmelo Anthony to SMS Audio. The brand even ventured into NASCAR sponsorship with Swan Racing in 2014, showcasing the SMS Audio logo on racing cars and jackets. But that's not all. 50 ventured into fashion with G-Unit Clothing, racking up an impressive $100 million in retail sales. In 2017, he cashed in big by selling his stake in Effin Vodka, a deal that reportedly netted him up to $60 million. His strategic partnership with the brand, which began in 2014, saw him regularly promoting Effin Vodka on social media and in his music. After achieving success in both the music and business realms, 50 Cent embarked on a new journey in film and television. Establishing G-Unit Film and Television in 2003, initially focused on documenting his life and inner circle, the company has since expanded its reach, producing content across various platforms and networks. In 2014, he joined forces with American TV writer Courtney Kemp to become an executive producer of the hit series Power, a semi-autobiographical show starring Omari Hardwick. The series quickly garnered a massive fan base, ranking as the second most watched series by the end of its third season. While Power remains the crown jewel of G-Unit Film, 50 Cent's influence extends beyond. He currently has multiple shows airing on the Starz network, including BMF, Raising Kanan, Force, and Ghost, solidifying his position as a powerhouse in the entertainment industry. Additionally, 50 Cent has made his mark on the big screen, landing roles in major movies such as Escape Plan alongside Sylvester Stallone, as well as Spy, Southpaw, and Den of Thieves. Fueled by his relentless drive, 50 shows no signs of slowing down, aiming for even greater heights. His latest venture, G-Unit Studios, officially launched in Shreveport, Louisiana on April 18, 2024. The move came after Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault proposed revitalizing the city's film industry by renting the former Millennium Studios to G-Unit Films, a vast complex spanning 950,000 square feet in downtown Shreveport. 50 wasted no time in transforming the space, envisioning G-Unit Studios to rival Tyler Perry's iconic studio in Atlanta, the largest Black-owned production studio globally. The ambitious project has put Shreveport on the map, drawing nationwide attention as the city undergoes a cinematic rebirth. The studio is currently undergoing further renovations with plans for a grand opening in August. Scripting is slated to commence in January 2025, marking the beginning of a new chapter in Shreveport's film legacy under 50's leadership. Expressing keen interest in acquiring additional properties, 50 sees Shreveport as the ideal location due to its vibrant culture and abundant talent pool. The establishment of G-Unit Studios is expected to have widespread impacts, creating job opportunities, drawing tourists, and fueling growth in the local real estate market. With 50 Cent's investment, Shreveport has the potential to emerge as one of the fastest growing cities, experiencing not only population expansion, but also substantial economic development. In every aspect of his life, whether it's his music, business ventures, or philanthropic efforts, 50 Cent remains an unstoppable force. His story serves as a prime example of the power of determination, creativity, and an unwavering entrepreneurial spirit, qualities that have propelled him to become one of the most successful and influential figures on today's entertainment scene. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Business Pitfalls and Profits. If you like this video, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss our next one. Last but most importantly, don't forget to like and share this video with fellow entrepreneur advocates. Until next time, stay curious